Good evening, everybody. Ay, parang malungkot kayo ah. Hello? Naririnig niyo ba ako? Do you hear me? 4 weeks yung series natin. And ang goal itong series natin is for all of us, okay? For all of us to be able to realize na kapag may relationship ka kay Christ, it will result to a life of joy. Okay? Kahit na ano pa yung circumstances na pinagdadaanan mo o pagdadaanan mo, kahit ano mangyari, masaya man yung nangyayari o hindi, ang result pa rin is you have a joy in Christ. Okay? So, ang hirap nun, di ba? So, ngayong week na to, ang pag-uusapan natin is joy in suffering. So, next week, we'll be talking about joy in humility. Third week, pag-uusapan natin joy in anxiety. Ang hirap naman ng mga word, di ba? Pakitagalog nga. And then yung huling week, joy in times of need. O, madali na yon. Okay, yun yung pag-uusapan natin for the next 4 weeks. So ngayon, as we start, now ang Bible, it always encourages us to be joyful. Actually, may verse nga sa Bible, di ba? Be joyful always. Okay? Pag sinabi mong always, lahat ng sitwasyon. Hindi lang kapag pumasa ka sa exam, hindi lang kapag yung crush mo, crush ka din, o kaya hindi lang kapag may load ka, o kaya yung internet nyo mabilis, anong kinalaman, di ba? O kaya kapag ka nireplyan ka nung pinakamimithi mong tao. Di ba? Hindi lang kapag ka ganun. Kahit na kapag yung exam mo hindi maganda, kahit na may problema kayo sa bahay, kahit na yung mukha mo ang problema mo, di ba? Maraming mga problema ang pinagdadaanan tayo. Sabi sa Bible, be joyful always. Okay? Be joyful always. Napakadaling sabihin, pero ang hirap gawin. Okay, ngayon, ang tanong ko, will you accept the challenge to be joyful always? Sigurado ba kayo dyan? O baka naman ngayon lang kasi nasa church ka. Paano pag mag-isa ka na lang sa bahay? Kapag naalala mo na naman yung tatay mo, yung ginawa niya sa'yo. O kaya magbabayad ka na ng tuition fee, wala ka palang pera. Paano na lang kapag dumating yung mga sitwasyon na yun? Will you still have that joy of the Lord? Okay? Yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. You know, may mga bagay sa mundo na bagay. Ibig sabihin, talaga nga match na match sila. Okay? May mga pagkain na bagay. Example, okay, puto at dinuguan, di ba? Parang hindi pwedeng hindi magkasama yan. Okay? O kaya naman, lugaw at itlog. O kaya toko at baboy, di ba? Parang hindi kumpleto. Parang lugaw. Talk what baboy nga please. Parang ganon. Okay? O kaya, champurado at tuyo. Diba? Parang lalo na ngayon, maulan-ulan. Diba? Ang sarap niyan. Although hindi ako kumakain ng champurado. Okay? Itlog na maalat at kamatis. Diba? Grabe talaga. Sarap. Sa mga sosi, french fries at ketchup, 'di ba? Parang pag french fries hindi pwedeng walang ketchup. Kailangan laging may ketchup. Okay? Hindi lang sa pagkain. Okay, bago umalis ng bahay, make sure mo na yung suot mo bagay sa iyo. 'Di ba? Check mo muna kung yung sapatos mo bagay dun sa damit mo. Sa mga babae naman, hindi lang yung suot nila pati bag nila kailangan bagay dun sa buong outfit. Tama ba? Tama, di ba? Hindi pwede kang lalabas ng bahay na hindi bagay yung suot mo. O kaya, yung ikaw at saka yung crush mo. Di ba? Bagay ba kayo, tingin mo? Kaya nga inimbita mo yung crush mo ngayon dito eh. Tapos yung difference no, nung last week, hindi mo pa siya in-invite, yung worship mo napakatamlay. Pero nung andyan siya, talagang maka-worship ka, wagas. Di ba? Para makita niya na bagay kami. Godly ako eh. Kailangan maging bagay kami, kaya mag-worship talaga ako. Okay? Ikaw at saka yung crush mo. Okay? And even yung reaction mo, dapat bagay din sa mga nangyayari. Kunwari, pumasa ka sa exam. Di ba? Anong reaction mo?
Masaya. Kapag may dagdag sa baon, masaya. Pag may bago kang gadget, iPhone 7 Plus, 256 gig. Di ba? Parang baka mamatay ka na nun. Di ba? Talagang hindi mo na makokontrol yung ano, yung sarili mo. On the other hand, kapag may problema, ano usually yung reaction mo? Malungkot. Di ba? Kapag nag-away yung nanay at tatay mo, malungkot. Di ba? May mga bagay talaga na bagay. Pero may meron din mga bagay na hindi kailanman magiging bagay. Ah? Okay, katulad ng pagkain. Meron ba dito kumakain ka ng saging at ketchup together? Yeah, di ba? Yeah. Hindi bagay. O kaya pork chop na may sabaw. Yung sinigang na sabaw. Alam mo yung ganon? Hindi bagay, di ba? O kaya ikaw at saka yung pangarap mo. Di ba? Parang langit siya, baluga, ay lupa ka. Di ba? Parang never! Hanggang tingin ka na lang sa picture sa Instagram. Okay? Nagpapalit ka pa ng, naggawa ka pa ng ano, ng pseudo account para lang, kunwari, maganda ka dun sa picture. Tapos magka-chat kayo. Pangarap lang talaga. Pero pag nalaman niya yung totoong ikaw, goodbye na. Diba? Hindi talaga. May mga nakaka-relate ba? Yung kailanman, hindi kami magiging bagay. O kaya pag may problema ka at pagsubok, diba? Anong usually, anong hindi bagay? Diba? Ang saya mo. Nakakita ka na ba ng ganun? Grabe ang traffic. Yes! Late na naman ako. Woo! Diba? O kaya may exam, bagsak ako. Yes! Good shot na naman kay mami! Dagdag baon! Diba? May ganun ba rito? Yung weird, diba? Pag hindi ka nireplyan ng crush mo, parang yes! Hindi siya nagreply, ito yung gusto ko eh. Diba? Parang mag nakakita ka ng ganun tao, parang, ah, patingin ka nga. Baka mukhang malala na to eh. Hindi bagay, diba? I mean, there are things na hindi lang talaga bagay. And you know, that is what we're gonna talk about for the next 4 weeks. Today, we'll be talking about joy in suffering. Kung titignan mo, parang joy, okay, masaya, okay, okay yung emotions mo. Tapos, suffering. Paano mangyayari yun? Paano ako magkakaroon ng joy at suffering? Paano magiging kailanman bagay ang joy at suffering? Siguro, kung lahat ng nangyayari maganda, bagay yung joy. Pero kung hindi maganda yung nangyayari, joy pa rin ba? Paanong magiging bagay siya? Paanong magiging tugma? Paanong magiging tugma na hindi ka na nga nireplyan, eh masaya ka pa din? Paanong mangyayari na nag-review ka, pero lahat ng nireview mo, hindi pala lumabas kasi chapter 4 yung exam, chapter 3 yung nireview mo. Diba? Pero masaya ka pa din. Paano mangyayari yun? Paano mangyayari na nag-away yung nanay at tatay mo, pagdating mo sa school, okay ka pa rin? Diba? It's always like that. When something happens, your natural reaction is to be sad, to be disappointed, to be discouraged. But how can that happen that you are suffering and yet you still have the joy of the Lord? Paano mangyayari yon? You know, yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. For the next 4 weeks, we'll be talking about the book of the Philippians. Philippians was taken from the name of King Philip and pinangalan niya yung bansa or yung lugar na yon sa kanya, di ba, Stig? Ano bang pangalan tong lugar na to? Iba pa eh. Philip ang pangalan ko, gawin natin Philippi kasi kailangan bagay sa akin to. Parang ganon, di ba? Astig. So, Philippians or Philippi is found in the north of Greece or Macedonia. Okay? Kung nasa Europe siya. Basically, ang Church of Philippians is the first church or church community na na-plant ni Paul sa mga voyage niya or sa mga journeys niya. Okay? Ang kaibahan sa Philippians, kung nagbabasa ba kayo ng Bible, try nyo din minsan, masaya. Okay? Pag wala kayong magawa, ganon. Pero sana kahit marami kayong ginagawa, magbasa kayo ng Bible. Okay, that's where you will find the joy. Okay, yung Philippians, kung i-compare mo siya sa Colossians, Galatians, yung kinaibahan niya is yung Colossians and Galatians, sinulat siya ni Paul kasi may issue sa church. So sumulat siya, parang in a way pinapagalitan niya yung church. Pero itong Philippians, ito yung isa sa pinakamasasayang sinulat ni Paul, sinulatan ni Paul. Basically, ang mga Philippians, they are very generous, they are growing as a church, and that's why he wrote the letter to them. He wants to encourage them. He wants to uplift their spirit, kaya niya sinulatan yung mga Philippians. So basically, pag binasa mo itong buong Philippians, you will find joy, rejoice, puro ganun yung mga words. Okay? Talagang masaya. Pero kung titignan mo din, nung sinulat ito ni Paul, he was in prison. Okay? Nasa kulungan siya. Okay? Kung babasahin mo yung history, sino rito mahilig ka sa history? Yung binabasa mo lang yata history ng buhay niya eh. Saan ka ba pinanganak? Ano bang gusto mong kainin? Basa-basa din para naman matuto, di ba? Wag lang sa buhay niya, okay? So basically, kung mahilig kayo sa history, okay, yung history ng Philippians or ng Church of Philippi is that sila yung nagbibigay ng support kay Paul. Basically, sila yung isa sa mga financial partners ni Paul. Kaya talagang encouragement talaga sa kanya itong church na to. So kaya in a way, kung makikita mo yung letter, talagang puro encouragement din ang balik ni Paul sa kanila. So ngayon, we will learn from those four chapters starting this week, kung paano ba, okay, how can you have joy in the middle of suffering? How can you really find that joy? Paano nga ba yun? Pepekein ko ba? Yung tipong gusto nang pumatak ng isang luha mo, pero kangiti ka pa din. Okay ako. Pagtalikod mo, umiiyak ka, no? Paano ba yun? Paano ko ba magagawa yun? Ang weird naman nun. Di ba normal lang na umiyak pag nasasaktan? Normal lang yun, di ba, na magreklamo kapag nasasaktan na? Kailangan ba maging martir ako? Paano gawin yun? Okay? We will learn from Paul's first chapter of his letter to the Philippians. Let's read in Philippians chapter 1. Pwede ba tayong tumayo lahat to give reverence and respect to the Word of God? In Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 21. Okay? In verse 12, it says here, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. Okay? Medyo i-summarize ko lang onte. Sinasabi niya na dahil nakulong ako, dahil pinipreach ko yung word ni Lord. At hindi lang sa mga taong pinichan ko, pati yung mga gwardiya sa kulungan na to, alam na nila kung bakit ako nakulong. Okay, grabe no. Kinulong ng mga gwardiya, pero yung mga gwardiya pinrichan. 'Di ba? Tibay. Okay? So, next. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Dati natatakot sila mag-preach. Pero nung nakulong ako, tumapang sila, gusto na nila mag-preach. Grabe no, naging encouragement yung faith niya sa church. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Sabihin mo nga, rejoice. To live is Christ, yes, yes, and I will. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. Sabi mo, deliverance. As it's my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Hindi siya natatakot mamatay. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this word. And we pray that through the story and the letter of Paul to the Philippians,
we will learn how to have joy and to find joy in the midst of suffering. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you will be our source of joy and not this temporary world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may now take your seats. Okay, so, ano na, naalala ko na, yung kaninang nakalimutan ko. Nung sinulat ito ni Paul, he was on his second year of being imprisoned already in Rome. Okay? Hindi pa kasama doon yung pinagbubugbog siya bago dito, at saka yung mga pagkakakulong niya sa ibang cities. Okay, so imagine mo, 2 taon nakakulong, and prior to that, may mga challenges pa siyang pinagdaanan. He wrote the church and told them, rejoice! Have the joy of the Lord. Hindi ko alam sa inyo, pero ako parang hindi bagay yun. Di ba? Kasi siguro kung okay yung nangyayari sa kanya, baka okay lang din mang-encourage. Pero kung nakakulong na, hindi pa, alam mo yun, hindi mo alam kung i-execute na ba siya o kung kailan siya lalaya, parang ang odd or very ironic for him to really encourage the church. Di ba? Usually kung sino yung mga taong malungkot, sila yung ini-encourage. And sino yung masaya, yun lang yung nang-encourage. Pero in this case, he was in prison. Okay, he doesn't know when he's gonna come out. Pero siya yung nang-encourage. Siya yung nagbibigay ng nagpipreach sa church. So sino sa inyo nito gusto mong maging ganun? Diba? How can we find joy? How can we find stability and security in the midst of suffering, okay? Disclaimer lang po ha, baka minsan titigil-tigil ako mag-preach kasi sa Kyrgyzstan, pag nagpipreach ako, Russian kasi yung salita doon, eh, hindi naman pa ako masyadong marunong. So, nagsasalita ako, tapos after one sentence, titigil ako kasi may magta-translate. So, minsan, baka magulat kayo, bigla akong tumigil, naglalag pa ako kasi akala ko nandun pa ako. So, okay lang ba yan? Okay, baka tumigil ako bigla eh. Hindi pa ako masyadong sanay. Okay, so tinignan ko yung yung meaning ng suffering sa internet. Sabi dito, is the state of undergoing pain, distress, or hardship. May mga ganun ba dito? May mga pinagdadaanan ka. Hindi niya lang alam pero ang sakit-sakit na. Grabe yung pagkakasakit ano. Yung ikaw yung laging kasama, ikaw yung laging nagbubuhat ng bag, ikaw yung nalilibre, pero best friend ka lang pala. Ouch. Kaibigan mo lang ako. Diba? You know, may mga bagay na hindi mo maiiwasan. Okay? Dahil nasa mundo ka na makasalanan, okay, at mundo ka na hindi perfect, definitely, inevitable din ang suffering. Totoo naman yon, di ba? Napaka-abnormal kung wala kang problema. Yun nga lang, may mga bagay na ikaw yung may cause kung bakit ka nagka-problema. Di ba? Hindi ka nag-aral. Eh di malamang, babagsak ka, suffering, iyak-iyak ka ngayon, eh hindi ka naman talaga nag-aral. Di ba? Nagbisyo ka. Tapos, wala ka ng pera, tapos yung nanay mo, galit na galit sa'yo, nag-away kayo. Eh, kung may kasalanan. Diba? Tapos sabi mo, suffering kasi kasi naman nagbisyo ka eh. Sabi ng nanay mo, huwag na huwag ka muna mag-relationship. Kasi mag-aral ka muna. Eh, hindi. Pinaglaban ko to. You and me against the world. Diba? Eh, yun. Naging kayo, sumaya ka. Pero iniwan ka. Diba? Tapos ngayon, sakit-sakit, suffering. Eh, ang tagas ng ulo mo eh. Sabi na nga, wag muna eh, diba? 13 ka pa lang. Kumusta naman? Ngayon, paano nga ba? Aralin natin. Aralin natin yung sinulat ni Paul, yung binasa natin. Kung paano siya nagkaroon ng joy in the middle of suffering. Okay? Basahin ko yung verse 12 and 13 lang ulit. Sabi niya dito, I want you to know, brothers. Siguro, puro lalaki, hindi. Sisters and brothers, yeah. Kasi ano naman, general. That what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. So, ibig sabihin, hindi niya sinisisi na naging preacher siya ng gospel. Wala kang mababasa dyan na, nang dahil sa pagpipreach ko ng gospel, nakakulong ako kasi naman eh. Diba? Ang sabi niya, what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest of that my imprisonment is for Christ. So bakit ang saya pa rin niya kahit na nakakulong siya? Why? Because the preaching of the gospel happened. Okay, there was preaching of the gospel. It doesn't matter what he's going through. All he cares about is he was able to preach who Jesus is. All he cares about is for people to know who Jesus is. Wala na siyang pakialam kung sa kanya, kung siya mismo hindi siya masaya, kung nakakulong siya, kung may pinagdadaanan siya. Ang mahalaga, nakilala ng mga tao si Jesus. Period. You know, there are things in life that, you know, sa mga Victory Group leaders dito, I'm sure you can relate with me. There are things in life that sometimes you just have to let go. Just for people to know Jesus Christ. Sometimes, di ba, may barkada ka rin naman ng sarili mo, pero dahil gusto mo i-reach out yung mga ibang tao, minsan hindi mo na sinasamahan yung friends mo. Kasi gusto mong i-reach out yung mga tao na to. There are things that you don't do, there are places you don't go. Why? Because you need to preach the gospel. It doesn't matter if you are comfortable or not, as long as there is preaching of the gospel. Paul was still joyful because he knows, alam niya na yung word ni Lord at si Jesus Christ napipreach. Diba? Yun palang enough na, yun palang masaya na. You know, when I left here 6 months ago, it was not easy for us, for my family, for my wife. I mean, it's not that hard, but it's not easy as well. Why? Kasi doon, iba yung language, yung palabas sa TV, Russian lahat, wala ka maintindihan. Diba, kasama yun sa pagiging comfortable mo Diba, iniwan mo yung pamilya mo dito, yung mga kaibigan mo. Diba? Hindi comfortable kung tutusin, palagang medyo may onting discomfort. But then, you know, all those are replaced knowing that by us going there, there will be people that will hear the gospel. There will be people that will understand and know Jesus Christ. And if the exchange is for me to have discomfort in life, okay lang. Okay lang sa akin kung ako yung magiging argabyado o magsasuffer ako. Okay lang kahit hindi ako makakain na Mr. Chips. Okay lang kahit walang tosino. Okay lang kahit na hindi lagi nagkakanin tinapay yung mga tao doon. Okay lang kahit hindi kami nagkakaintindihan. Okay lang kung minsan pinag-uusapan nila kami, hindi ko naiintindihan. Okay lang. Okay lang basta ma-preach ko yung word ni Lord. Okay lang basta ma-preach namin yung gospel. That is enough. You know, for some of you here, you've stayed so long to be being comfortable. Alam mo yun, masyado ka nang nagstay dun sa comfort zone mo. Yung tipong nakikiblend ka, nakikiayon ka sa gusto ng mga tao kasi natatakot ka ma-reject. Ayaw mong i-share yung gospel kasi pag sinare mo, baka feeling nila ang corny-corny mo. Kasi hindi ka na cool. Diba? How many of you here, when was the last time you preached the gospel? When was the last time you shared Jesus Christ to a friend? Or you've been silent and kapag nag-green joke, tumatawa ka din para malaman niya na nakakatawa pa rin sa iyo yung green joke kahit sa loob-loob mo, hindi. O kaya kahit na hindi na okay, nagkokopyahan na lahat. Alam mo yun, sige lang, magkopyahan lang kayo. Sama rin ako. Diba? Hindi ka nagsasalita. Tapos alam nila lang, nag-church ka. How long have you been staying in that comfort zone? And in turn, hindi mo na siya share yung gospel. I hope that you will get out of your comfort zone. Sa mga hindi matataas yung grades dyan, meron bang mga ganun dito? Parang wala naman. Mukhang matatalino naman kayong lahat. Okay? Sana mag-aral kayong mabuti. Bakit? Kasi kapag nag-aral kang mabuti, at alam nilang hindi ka nangungopia, diba? Sakit nun, ano? At alam nilang hindi ka nangopia, diba? Para bumaon, diba? Kasi mag-exam na eh. Sasabihin nila, grabe to ah. Parang may iba dito sa kanya. Dati hindi naman siya matalino. Dati, talagang kung makakopya, garapal. Pero ngayon, hindi nangungopya. Nag-aral, tapos ang taas pa ng grade. Parang, alam mo yon, by doing that, hindi mo alam na pipreach mo na pala yung gospel. Sometimes it's not just sharing Jesus. They have to see it in your life. They have to see the difference between them and you. Kung pareho lang naman, ba sila makikinig sa'yo? Pag uwi mo ng bahay mo, pag inutusan ka ng nanay mo, sumusunod ka ba? Eh, pagod na ako, nay. Ang hirap kaya mag-aral. Diba? Ano ba naman yung maghugas ka ng pinggan? Diba? Pakainin mo yung aso. Diba? Kung may aso kayo. Floor waxin mo yung ano, kisame. Diba? Lahat gawin mo. Diba? Tapos sasabihin ng nanay mo, grabe naman tong tao na to. Anong nangyari sa'yo, anak? Anong nangyari? Anong, bakit? Ay, saan ba nagpupunta to pag Friday? Ah, sa church. Ay, Kristiyano na yung anak ko. Tapos eventually, may invite mo rin yung magulang mo. Sino sa inyo rito, kaya mong tiisin kahit ano, basta masave lang yung parents mo? Diba? Totoo ba yan? Baka naman pabilin ka lang ng patis eh. Anak, bili ka ng patis. Ano ba yan, nay? Nagbabasa ako ng Bible. Okay, nay. In the zone na ako kay Lord, oh. Storbo ko eh. Diba? Sa finance. Diba? Kasi pag estudyante, baon ko to, akin lang to. But you know what? I appreciate those people, as young as they are, nagbibigay sila sa missions, nagbibigay sila sa building fund. Why? Because through that, the gospel is also preached. The kingdom is also advanced. Okay? Sa ngayon, hindi pa makikita. Pero alam mo yun, yung fruit ng labor mo, eventually may enjoy mo yan. Ako, I started giving when I was a student. And you know, nagulat ako kasi yung dati, yung sweldo ko, nung una pa lang ako nag-work, ngayon yun na yung binibigay ko. Diba? And you will not come to that point where kung hindi ka magsisimula ngayon. Okay? Kung ngayon pa lang ipagdadamot mo yung 100 pesos mo, diba? Mahirap magbigay ng 1,000 eventually. Okay? Knowing that as you give, the kingdom of God is preached. And also to your friends. Sino sa inyo rito gusto mong imbitahin yung mga barkada mo? Di ba mahirap? Minsan parang, paano ko ba imbitahin? Ah, may gig doon. O kaya may concert doon. Ah, may inuman doon. Marami magaganda. Lahat na inisip mo na, ginamit mo na. Di ba? Pero parang hindi pa rin sila pumupunta. Okay lang. Ilang rejections ba yan? Okay lang. Ang mahalaga, one day, eventually, they will hear the gospel. They will hear who Jesus is. And you will do whatever it takes para lang ikaw ma-preachan mo sila. Let's continue in verse 18. Basahin natin. Sabi dyan, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, in that I rejoice. So masayang-masaya siya. Kasi nung time na yun, maraming gustong kumumpetensya kay Paul eh. Kasi talagang ang galing niya mag-preach. May mga tao din na gusto siyang gayahin at gusto siyang isurpass. Kaya sabi niya doon, okay lang, kahit na in pretense, ano pa ba yung reason nila, ba't sila nagpipreach? Basta ang mahalaga, ma-preach yung gospel, and that I rejoice. Sabi niya, to live in Christ, yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. You know, I appreciate, as I've said a while ago, church here are praying for us, is praying for us. And you know, sa walk nyo kay Christ, it will serve as great joy if you know that also, that there are people who are praying for you. Sino ba sa inyo rito, may mga tao ka na, alam mo na pinagpipray ka talaga. Pinagpipray ka, yung tipong alam mo na hindi ka lulubayan sa prayer. Yung iba kawawa naman kayo, wala. Mag-join kayo ng small group. Yung mga walang small group dito, I encourage you to join a small group. There are people who would love to pray with you and pray for you. Yung battle mo na to kay Lord, hindi to mag-isa. Kailangan mo ng kasama dito. Kahit gano'n ka pa kagaling, hindi mo kaya. You need people to pray and be with you. Okay? And sabi niya sa huli, in turn out for my deliverance. Nakakatawa kay Paul, yes, nakakulong siya, pero ang nasa isip niya yung future. Okay, nasa isip niya, okay, ngayon nangyayari ito, pero in the future, I will have deliverance. Siguro for some of you, nakikita nyo ngayon, ito ng buhay ko, ito yung problema ko, ito yung mukha ko, di ba? Kasama lagi yun eh, yung mukha. Isipin mo lagi, in the future, di ba? Siguro ngayon lang yan, temporary lang yan. But you know what? Through the church and through the grace of Christ, whatever going through now, eventually, it will turn upside down. For now, maybe your family is not in good terms. As you pray, as you believe God, then it will change. And you can still have joy. You know, just for you to have an illustration, nakagamit na ba kayo ng telescope? Diba? Yung telescope, kapag yung maliit yung tinignan mo, ang nakikita mo, malayo. Diba? Pero pag binaliktad mo, pag yung malaki yung tinignan mo, anong nakikita mo? Diba? Sobrang lapit. Parang yung mababangga ka. Diba? Or nakikita mo, ang laki ng upuan, ang laki ng mukha ng kaklase mo, malaki na nga yung ilong, pero nung ina, mas malaki pa yung ilong. Diba? Parang ganon. Paminsan, nakikita natin, parang ganyan. Ang ginagamit natin yung malaki. Kaya parang feeling mo, ako yung pinakawalang kwentang tao sa buong mundo. Ako yung pinakaproblemadong tao. Ang laki-laki ng problema ko. Diba? Ang dami kong pinagdadaanan ngayon. Ang bigat ng problema ko. Okay, ako na yung pinakamalas na tao sa buong mundo. Wala na atang mas mamalas pa sa akin. Hindi na ata matatapos itong sitwasyon na to. Pinanganak akong mahirap, mamamatay akong mahirap. Alam mo yung ganon? Drama, no? Gawin kaya natin teleserye yung buhay mo. Diba? I-try mo kayang baliktarin. Oo, ito ako ngayon, pero ito yung future ko. Well, our family now maybe is not going through well, but one day, I believe by the grace of God, my family will be in good terms. Maybe for now, my finances is not really that well, I know in the future. Ngayon, ako yung nangangailangan. Balang araw, ako rin yung magbibigay. Diba? Yung love life mo ngayon, diba? Dinaig bang El Nino, tagtuyot. Pero balang araw, diba? Magiging fruitful at magiging encouragement sa lahat ng tao yung love life mo. Magiging pag nakita nila yung buhay mo, grabe, sana maging katulad din nila yung love life ko. Ikaw yung magiging source of encouragement. Yung grade mo, di ba? Talagang kawawa naman yung nanay mo pag pinapakita mo yung card mo. Parang parusa. Yun yung suffering niya. Pero, alam mo yun, balang araw, lagi akong nasa ilalim. Nasa ibabaw naman ako. Di ba? You know, don't focus on what you're going through now. By the grace of God, there will be deliverance. There will be deliverance. Last thing that we could learn from his first chapter, in verse 20, ito yung pinaka-favorite ko sa lahat. Sabi niya, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be all that ashamed by that, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For me, grabe itong statement na to, to live is Christ. In short, nabubuhay ako para kay Lord, and to die is gain. Parang kahit saan, life or death, I still have Christ. I'm living for Christ, and if I die, I will meet Christ. Walang kahit saan siya pumunta, Lord eh. You know what? For you to have that joy in suffering, your joy must come from the Lord. There must be joy in the Lord. There must be completeness and security in your relationship with God alone. Yung tipong hindi mo kinukuha yung security mo sa tao. Hindi mo kinukuha yung security mo sa mga nangyayari. Kasi kapag sa nangyayari o sa tao mo kinukuha, ang tao nagbabago yan eh. Kahit nga best friend mo, nagbabago yan eh. Diba? Kahit nga nanay mo, totoo, nagbabago din yan. Kahit yung mga pangyayari, nagbabago yan. Ang hindi lang magbabago is yung relationship mo kay Lord. That's why, if your joy in God is your security, if your joy in God is where you get your joy from or your security from, laging may joy. Kahit may suffering. Kahit ano na nangyayari, walang peace yung lahat, ikaw may peace ka pa din. Kahit lahat weak, ikaw you have the strength because your strength is coming from God. Lahat bagsak sa classroom nyo, pati ikaw, nagtataka yung mga klase mo, bakit lahat tayo bagsak pero ikaw masaya? Kasi nanggagaling kay Lord talaga eh, yung joy ko eh. Hindi sa grades. Although malungkot ako pero tuloy pa rin ang buhay. Diba? Iniwang kanya, tuloy pa rin ang buhay. Kung ano man ang pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, ito lang ang masasabi ko sa'yo. May bukas pa. Natawa ako sa sarili kong ano. Merong pang bukas. Merong reason lagi gumising sa umaga. Alam mo yon, yung gabi ang lungkot-lungkot mo. Yung tipong, kung may laban ranking sa pinakamalungkot sa buong mundo, ikaw yung number one. Diba? Meron pa rin reason to wake up in the morning knowing that you have Christ in your life. Knowing that everybody might leave you, but God will never leave you nor forsake you. Ang tanong kay Lord ba talaga yung security mo? Malalaman mo eh. Alam mo, malalaman mo kung security mo kay Lord. Pag may nangyaring hindi okay, hindi ka rin okay, malamang yung security mo dun sa bagay, hindi kay Lord. Pag yung tao, iniwan ka, hindi ka okay, ah, nasa tao yung security mo. Pero whatever happens, iniwan ka man, hindi man okay nangyari, okay ka pa din kay Lord yung security mo. You know, I hope that you will find and encounter God. I hope that you will encounter a relationship with Christ. Because only through our relationship with Christ that you will find that joy, that you will find that security, that you can say, I can have joy in times of suffering. Kahit ano pa yan, I can still find joy. You know, I'd like to read what John Piper said. You know, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. Yung satisfaction mo ba nanggagaling kay Lord? Kompleto ka ba ng si Lord lang? O kailangan mo pa ng add-ons? Kailangan mo pa ng extra? Kulang pa ba si Lord? Kung hindi, bakit naghahanap ka pa? You know, He is most glorified in you or in us when you are most satisfied in Him. God alone is jackpot. God alone is the end. For some of you, si Lord, prerequisite sa pagiging masaya. Pero siya pa lang, masaya na. I hope that you will encounter God in that way. As I close, in John chapter 16, verse 33, ito sabi ni Lord mismo, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. Simula pa lang, nilinaw na ni Lord. In me, walang nilagay dyan, in your friends, in your studies, in your family, in me alone, you may have peace. The reason why there is no peace is because there is no God. Maybe you've been asking, bakit ganito yung buhay ko? Bakit ganyan? Parang walang nangyayari. Eh baka walang Lord. That in Christ, then you will have peace. Tapos sinundan niya, in the world, you will have tribulation, or in other translation, trouble. Inuna niya muna, sa akin may peace ka. Kasi sa mundo na to, you will have trouble. Hindi yun, alam mo, nung in-accept mo si Lord, hindi pa nga ako na magiging bed of roses yung buhay mo. baka nga iba sa inyo nagtataka kayo eh. Bakit ganun nung inaccept ko si Lord? Akala ko perfect na lahat. Bakit parang lumala? O parang ganun pa din? Hindi naman pinramis ni Lord na wala ka na magiging problema eh. Sabi nga niya dyan, di ba? In this world, you will have trouble. Pero maganda yung peace mo nandun na agad sa Kanya. Kahit may trouble ka, secured at may peace ka pa rin kay Lord. Tapos tinapos niya nun, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Kung marunong ka, kung magaling ka sa English, ako hindi ako masyado magaling eh. Sabi niya, I have overcome. It means it's finished. Hindi sinabi nun, I will overcome. He said, I have overcome. Yes, you have trouble, but I have overcome the world already. Whatever you're going through today, God holds it in His hands. Hawak-hawak ni Lord yung buhay mo sa kamay niya. But do you have peace with Him? Are you in Christ? Do you have that joy where you've been running away from Christ? Or you've been avoiding Christ? I hope that you will find Christ tonight. I hope that you will encounter God. Would you all close your eyes and bow your heads? I want to pray for you. I want to pray for two groups of people tonight. As we've said in the preaching, it's really odd to have joy in suffering. Paano? I mean, parang ang weird naman nun, joy in suffering. For maybe for some of you, you've been grumbling. You've been, you know, always complaining and questioning God and doubting God. And your heart tonight, ang gusto mo lang is magkaroon ka ng joy in suffering, enjoying the Lord. That I want to find joy in Christ. Gone are the grumbling and suffering, and you know, gone are the complaints. You want to repent, Lord? I repent for questioning you, for always thinking that you know. Kailangan laging may joy. Kailangan laging may walang suffering para maging masaya ako. If that is you, would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? You're saying, God, I repent, God. I'm sorry for questioning you, for doubting you, for not believing you. Lord, thank you for these people who are raising their hands. Thank you, God. For they will find the true joy in you. They will find Christ. They will find you, Lord. They will find the joy of the Lord that transcends all understanding. Lord, the wisdom, Lord, that they will not be able to comprehend. That joy that will satisfy and quiet their spirit. That joy that will secure them in times of need. Thank you, Father, for these people. Thank you, God, for they will have you in their lives.